So let's go before the Lord. Father, our God, our Heavenly King, our confidant, our Savior, our friend, our Abba Father. Lord, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts. We come to you this morning with an attitude of gratitude, thanking you so much for your love for us, for loving us unconditionally. Father, we thank you so much for dying on the cross for us, for our sins, and then raising, oh God, being raised on the third day, that we might have life and that more abundantly with you. Father, we thank and praise you for giving us this communication sanctuary to come to each Monday through Friday morning to praise you, to get a word, to honor you, and to worship you. We thank you so much, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the mission that you had them on. Father, we ask that you continue to bless whatever their hands touch. Continue to fulfill them with wisdom. Fill them with wisdom in the name of Jesus. And continue to let favor overtake them. And wherever they go, Lord, bless their going out and their coming in. And not only them, but their families as well. We thank and praise you, O God, for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank and praise you, Lord, for their obedience to you in this company, Artists International. Father, bless them indeed and continue to order their footsteps, you that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. We thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. You know exactly what they stand in need of. We thank and praise you, O God, for our speaker, who will bring a word that we know is powerful, that we know will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we thank and praise you that you have already given them the word. Now, Lord, bless their family, Lord, and continue to keep them in your safekeeping, and all of you and none of them, as the word is delivered and it falls on good ground in the name of Jesus, that we will go out and be a blessing to others. Now, Lord, we command that the airways have lined up with your word. Satan has no place on this call. He is kicked out, vetoed out of this call, cannot get in, so the word will go forth with clarity. We give you praise, though we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TNC family. Go out and have a thankful, a God-thankful day, because with God, all things are possible, and we give him thanks and praise. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. So I want to say good morning to everyone and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for coming here this morning and joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's right, we are entering our fifth year, and these two amazing women stepped forward and said yes to God's mandate, and that is Dr. P.K. Roberts, known as Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is the God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday, we are here Monday through Friday. And if you want to listen to the current day's recording, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. V or Minister Brenda, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. This call keeps us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. As you know, we are in phase 3 of Artists Reloaded, and we have our challenge coming up, and we are just excited. So to get more information about Artists on the MMC call, you can do so by calling 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way so that the woman of God can come forth and bless our socks off. I know that today's word is going to be dynamic because it is being brought to us by our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Terrell was brought up in Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Minister Terrell Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under the tutelage of Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Minister Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and a grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with a stroke symptoms 2x. Minister Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. She is truly, truly rooted and grounded. Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, as a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is an artist distributor. She is an encourager. She is my sister and my friend. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for such a warm introduction. And along with Minister Willa, thank you both for being such great women of God. And I thank you, TMC family, for hearing what the Lord has for us this morning. And I want to give a special thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, 2 wonderful women of God who has entrusted me to share this word with the body this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, O God. And Father, we know that this is the day you have made, for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the testimony of the saints. We thank you, Lord, that it is no longer Brenda that's speaking, but it is you that's using me, Lord. Speak through me, that your people will hear, that we may, all may receive what you have for us, O God, and that we will go forth in the marketplace as ministers to serve and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, it's only befitting, rather, that this is Independence Weekend, and since we are approaching Independence Day, I think it's befitting to speak on the spiritual liberty. Yes, we're going to talk about there is liberty. You know, the United States is considered as the freest country, and we know that many people have lost their lives trying to come to America. Excuse the voice. Trying to come to America, and yet many were brought to this country even as slaves. But yet, later in years, God freed them. They were free, and they became free to realize that we can do the things that others can do. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, and bear with me, because 2 Corinthians 3:7 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want to also grasp this word of God where it says in Galatians 5:1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Can I say that again? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, when you hear this word, what comes to mind? What type of bondage comes to us? You know, normally, yes, it's sin. It's sin. And, of course, when we were brought under the law back in the days of Moses, sin always abides. It abides today. But yet Christ, our intercessor, has made us free by dying on the cross and saying, all power is in my hands. Now walk in your freedom. Romans 9:30-31 tells us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and God has set us free. Now, and Romans 8:2 tells us through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit has set us free from the law of sin and death. So we are no longer in bondage under that law. Now, bondage, as Galatians 5:1 says, don't be entangled again. Well, Christ has made us free, did he not? Well, James 1:25 says, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Well, with that in mind, I just have to share with you a testimony where a friend had shared with me about a letter she received in the mail, and it was full of hate and malice. And she heard God tell her right away, throw it away, because of the spirit that surrounded around it. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Now, that brought to my mind and to my attention that I had a letter that I received many, many years ago that was maliciously evil. And it was, I kept it. Where was it? I had kept it in a box. And with some other, you know, cordial letters that I loved to read, you know, from my mother-in-law who's gone home to be with the Lord, and those I kept old letters, and that was in the midst of it. At that moment, after my friend shared that with me, I went and threw that letter away so fast, and the very next day, blessings poured in like a flood. Oh, my goodness. Now, why did I hold on to that horrible letter for so long? I had turned it over to Jesus, or did I? I had given her, I had placed her at the feet of Jesus and said, oh, Lord, I forgive her. Or did I? Many times we are holding on to past situations, past ill feelings, old wounds, unconsciously. And the Bible tells us, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily beset us, or so easily entangles us. We all know who the Son has set free is truly free indeed. Yet, we tend to take situations, we tend to take circumstances, we tend to take all this stuff that bears us down to the altar, and what do? We pick them back up later on that week and start carrying that stuff again. And what are they? They're hindrances, and that hinders us from some of the blessings God has for us. Now, you remember the word tells us without faith, it's impossible to please him. So, therefore, we have to walk in the Spirit. And the Bible says when we walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So what are some of these things? You know what some of the works of the flesh are. They're evident in everyday lives. We see it. We know it. We know it's around us. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of anger and wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like. These entangle us. These things pull us down, and then they keep us in bondage. So that's why Paul was telling us in Galatians, stand ye therefore in the liberty whereby Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So we must daily check our mindsets. You know, I got to bring back James 1:25 again when he says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, into the word of God, who dwells in it and saturates themselves in it. I'm paraphrasing right now. And continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. We go before the we go to church on Sundays and on Wednesdays or whenever we go to Bible study, and we hear the word. We got to be not only be hearers, but be a doer of the work. And this man shall be blessed indeed. That's what James 1:25 says. This man shall be blessed indeed. So when we walk in the Spirit, then we're walking in liberty. We're walking in liberty, whereas God has led us and directed us. And you remember when Jesus was on the cross, and I love to bring it back, when he was on the cross, people were doing all sorts of things to him, spitting at him and throwing rocks and all that stuff. And what did he do? He was up on that cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's a mindset. That's a mindset to know that the Lord has told us, our Father has told us, I got you. Walk in your freedom. I've set you free. Don't get yourself entangled. I got you. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, then we are the sons of God. That's liberty. We walk in the liberty not to say to do evil things and say, oh, I'll get her back for doing that to me. Oh, I just don't like that. We don't have to walk into that because that brings us into entanglements of bondage. We got to walk in our freedom. The fruit of the Spirit is walking in freedom. You walk in love, loving others as we love ourselves. Walking in love, knowing that no matter what they do to me, I can walk in love and say, Father, forgive them because they don't know any better. We all have come short of the glory of God. We all have been into a place where we weren't fit to be put into any kind of righteous situation. We all have been there. We all have come short. But yet Jesus said, you are my sister. You are my brother. I'm dying for you. I'll make sure that you're free indeed. So we got the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. That's the first thing. It's got to be first because love conquers all. Hallelujah. And then go into the joy, that unspeakable joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We can walk in joy. We can shout in joy. We can praise God and know that I have the freedom. I don't have to be entangled with this stuff that it easily besets us. And I'll get to that because I'm going ahead of myself. Then there's the peace that passes all understanding. That goodness, the goodness of the Lord. You know, God says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy. We have new mercies every day. That's a part of his liberty. That's a part of his freedom. That's a part of us walking in to realize that I need to shake some of this stuff off. I need to get rid of some of this stuff that's hidden in the corners, and I placed them in the corner and said, I'll get back with you later. Throw it out. Throw it out. These are just a few things out of the fruit of the Spirit. I don't have the time to go through all of them, but these are just a few to name that abides in our hearts and in our minds. We are the saints of God. We are the sons of God. We are the daughters of God. And once our eyes are stayed on him, we're walking in liberty, true liberty. When you can smile in the midst of any storm, that's liberty. When you can patiently wait in a long line without grumbling, that's liberty. Because you look around and you see people frustrated, even the looks on their faces, they don't have the liberty. They're not walking in liberty. They're walking in bondage. Yes, we're in America. It's one of the freest countries around the world. But we have so many people walking in bondage. So, when you know that you know all is well, in spite of, that's liberty. You know, the Bible tells us we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses. I love that scripture. I think I had gone over it. And since we're around so great cloud of witnesses, don't get into the situations that so easily besets us, that entangles us. And so people are looking at us. Are we walking in freedom? Are we complaining? Are we walking in our liberty? Are we upset about every situation that comes about us? Are we really walking in liberty? Are people seeing us come up against, have an argument every time things don't go our way? Are we really walking in liberty? Are we getting upset with the cashier because they made a mistake? Are we walking in liberty? The question is asked. He says, stand ye therefore, my brothers and sisters. Stand firm, my brothers and sisters. And do not allow yourselves to be burdened again by the yoke of slavery, the yoke of bondage. The Bible tells us we all will know the truth. What is the truth? His word is truth. And what does his truth do? His truth sets us and makes us free. We're walking in his truth. And as we walk in his truth, we're walking in the Spirit. And since we're walking in the Spirit, we're walking in liberty. My brothers and sisters, let's all walk in the spirit of love and truth. And truly, truly, we can say we are free. We are walking in liberty. God bless you, and I hope you got a blessing from this word. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Brenda, thank you for that word from on high. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Before I go to God in prayer, I just want to say a shout out to our very own Minister Willa's daughter, Macy, who won a competition for women in industry for her new app that she has invented. And we just want to say a shout out. Happy, way to go, Macy. God has great things in store for her. And now I'm going to go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the word and the woman of God that you sent before us this morning, Minister Brenda. Lord, you know her heart. You know the desires of her heart. So give that to her. Bless her 100-fold and return the virtue that she has poured out into us. Lord, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you gave them this mission, this master's call, so that we could come in the morning and get a word from you. We thank you and praise you and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and Artists International, Lord, which is the vehicle that brought us here together today. We thank you and we praise you that you are continuing to lead and guide the leadership of Artists International, starting with Dr. Spiller and every president, executive vice president, everyone who is attached to this company, Lord. You are working it out for your good, your glory, and our good, oh Heavenly Father. So we just want to continue to keep lifting up the name of Artists International. We just want to continue to keep it before you, Lord. We want to pray for Phyllis Carter and her family, oh Heavenly Father, as they are, she's in the Houston area, Lord, and she has lost another family member. We like to pray for Susan White from Orlando, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to keep those names before you. Continue to comfort and guide them. Continue to be all that they need you to be, oh God. Father, continue to give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we just want to continue to always be reverent, to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, oh God. We love you, we magnify your name, and we lift you up, and we seal it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Master's Call family, remember immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. And if you want to listen to this word that just came forth from our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda, again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 597-677-POUND. Again, Minister Willa, congratulations to your daughter, Macy. Thank you for seating and greeting the people this morning. Minister Brenda, what an amazing word from on high that you truly blessed us with. And we look forward to hearing from each and every one of you again on the call tomorrow. Minister Brenda, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm, my brothers and sisters, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Walk in the spirit of love and truth. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all.